Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am delighted that you are here. I'm realizing that I'm wearing my crew neck, my Fine Food Freedom crew neck, which I also wore last week, which I'm thinking I should just make this my podcast uniform. Let's be real, my everyday uniform, truly. But yeah, we're here, we're in it. We're going to do a little bit of like a roundup of what's been on social this past week that has just really surprised me in different ways. Like, I feel like I got surprised. So we're going to talk about Jillian Michaels. We're also going to talk about rings on your finger. Whether you're married, engaged, or single AF, doesn't matter. We're going to talk about rings. So let's talk about the rings first. And I just spent 14 minutes searching for a direct message from somebody that I cannot find. And it is driving me absolutely nuts. It was going to be our Fine Food Freedom win of the week, which again, if you're new here, that is just a direct message that I may get from somebody on Instagram. It could be a comment. It could be a message from one of our clients that we counsel here at Fine Food Freedom and support. But this was from someone who they saw the Instagram post I did, which I will put in the show notes below, about getting my wedding ring and my engagement ring resized. And it was just such a very, very, very kind message. And I can't find it. And this is the problem with my inbox. I try to respond to people's DMs, but honestly, I can't keep up. My brain can't do it. My ADHD can't do it. I don't think any one person should have to reply to thousands of messages. And please know I'm not like complaining. I do not take this responsibility lightly. Like, I am so freaking grateful for the community. But when there's over 150,000 people on Instagram and I'm trying to message all of them, it just doesn't work, right? And this is a perfect example of, I was talking with this person, I thanked them, and now I want to find the message and I can't find it. But I'm going to give you the gist of it. They watched the video and they were like, wow, I never realized how much shame I had around this until I watched your video. And they were like, you are helping. I can't imagine how many women you are helping. That was the line they said. And they just thanked me for the video. And what really stood out to me, and the reason why I can't stop thinking about this message, clearly I chose it as our Fine Food Freedom win of the week, and I can't even find it. I forgot to screenshot it. This is why I always should screenshot. But they said, I can't imagine how many women, humans, all humans wear rings, right? But they wrote, how many women that you're helping right now? Like, I don't think you realize it. And it was interesting to me when I was posting this video. You just never know how something's going to do. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to the jeweler. I'm going to do this. And I might as well just share a video on it because this is something I've talked about with clients in session before. And so my fingers have gotten bigger. They've absolutely gotten bigger in the 10 years that I've been married. They've absolutely gotten bigger through my pregnancies. My body has changed and my fingers are attached to my body. So of course they've gotten bigger and they've changed. And it's interesting. I actually had a lot of jewelers writing in, people who work in jewelry stores and who help a lot, and specifically jewelers that were like, your finger size has like nothing to do with your body size, in the sense of like, I've had people that reside in much tinier bodies have very large ring sizes and vice versa. And it was just so interesting to hear that, because I was thinking of like, well, my body got bigger, so of course my hands got bigger. And then I was getting DMs from people saying like, I've lost weight unintentionally and my fingers have gotten bigger. Like, my ring size is still going up. And I'm assuming this is something about like knuckles too. Like, I have very big knuckles. Like, I was always told growing up that I would be amazing at the piano because I have very long fingers. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know who told me that, but I just like always remember it. And so, yeah, I just have really, really large knuckles. And so during my second pregnancy, I took my rings off very early on because my fingers were swelling. And I was like, if I don't take these off now, I'm never going to get these off. And thank God I did. And then after postpartum, I put them back on. And like when I would get cold, you know, when your fingers get cold, I don't know what that, why, I don't know the science behind that, but you kind of like your fingers shrink a little bit and then you kind of shrivel up. So like I'd be able to get my ring off only when I was really cold. And then that wouldn't work anymore. And then I would like realize like, oh, my circulation looks like it's like being cut off. And then, you know, when you kind of have the freak out, like the panic of like, oh my God, I can't get this ring off. I was like, I need to get this off. I have to get this off. And so one night I just like lotioned up my hand and I pulled so hard. I thought I was going to rip my finger off. I didn't, thank God. I was ready to go get it cut off because you can absolutely do that. But I just was like, I need to get it off. It was more of like a panic thing for me. And it's not that my finger was actually like the circulation was cutting off. It was just really tight. And then I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I'm here to say it's okay if you need to get bigger rings. That's what I said in the Instagram video. That's the gist of what I said. And the amount of women specifically in my comment section that were like, oh my God, I needed to hear this. I'm like, you know what? We need to talk about this in a podcast because I think it's one of those little things that you don't expect to trigger your body image, but it can. And that's something that I have chatted with my clients previously. And think about like, okay, think about for me, I'll use myself as an example, right? In August, it'll be 9 years, not 10 years, excuse me. It'll be 9 years since my husband and I got married. My body is drastically different than it was 9 years ago. I don't expect my hands to be the same. And so it is so normal to me that like I have different clothes than I've owned 9 years ago. So why on earth would I expect rings to fit from 9 years ago, right? And even shoes too. Shoes are another one that when people, like my feet have definitely gotten bigger through pregnancy. That's something that I didn't know that could happen, but hey, thank you pregnancy for that. So my feet have gotten bigger. And so like if I were gonna try to wear a size 7 and I'm a size 9, that ain't comfy. I'm going to be thinking about my feet hurting all the time. And then I'm going to create this shame spiral and only be able to think about that. That's exactly what happens with our clothes, right? If our clothes are too small and we put them on and then we're like, oh, I need to wear it, whatever. And it's like, no, all you can think about is how uncomfortable that is and how tight it is. And then it starts this like shame spiral. So I've never, ever take off my wedding or engagement rings. Like during my first pregnancy, I had them on the whole time. During my second pregnancy, like I said, I took them off. My push present, which is for those of you who don't know what that is, it is when you push your child out and give birth to them, you get a present because you know what? I did a lot of work. And my mom's like, I didn't get a push present. Well, you know what I did? And I asked for a ring for my push present. And because my ring was many, many years after my wedding and when I got engaged, that one was bigger. So I took that ring and put that on my wedding finger, right, as my kind of band throughout my second pregnancy. And then I just kind of kept it there. And then I was like, and then once my other rings couldn't fit, I just kind of kept it there. But as soon as I took the wedding band off and the engagement band off, I was like, I want these to fit. Like, I don't want these to just sit in a drawer. And that was something that from this post spawned so much conversation of women being like, thank you. Like, I needed permission to go get bigger rings, like to go get my rings sized up. And I am no one of authority, But I'm here to tell you, you have permission to go get bigger rings. You have permission. You don't have to let them sit in a drawer. You know, you can go get bigger rings. And what I'm wearing right now is Amazon's finest, $24. I wrote like opal, silver band, or sorry, opal, yellow, gold band. And like, if I got engaged this year, this is probably the ring I would have sent to my husband. It looks very different than the ring that we got engaged with, because the style was different back in my day. But I'm like having fun with it. I'm like, you know what? And I actually got too big. This one's like kind of swirling around. So I ordered another one today for $19. It is just, again, a different ring. It's kind of fun. It's like, who cares if it's a fake diamond? Who gives a shit? I've been getting compliments on this. They're like, whoa, look at that rock. I'm like, it's not real. It's $24 from Amazon. But you know what? I'm having fun with it. So get yourself some fake ass rings that, while you're maybe storing the ones that don't currently fit your fingers, or maybe you're, because like, it takes time, right? They're like, this isn't going to be back for weeks. And I'm like, cool, I don't care. I got my fake rings loaded up. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go. So have fun with it. Get some funky and fun, and then go get your rings resized. And I understand it is a privilege to have finances, because I've had other people message me and say it's expensive, and it definitely is. My husband got swindled into some plan, as men do, to get, I guess I have like free ring resizes and cleanings with this. I've never got the ring cleaned. Like, I've cleaned it myself. Did you know that Windex and Dawn dish soap and warm water cleans a ring so well? Thank me later. But I forget, it starts with an R. Any jewelers listening to this are like, oh my gosh, this girl knows nothing about jewelry. I don't. And I'm sorry if I'm telling people to put Windex and Windex on everything. I'm Greek. What'd you expect? But I hope that doesn't ruin a diamond. So don't quote me on that. I want to take a brief moment to talk about my relationship with movement and quick, easy fuel with Factor Meals. So Factor Meals are fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. And I've been sharing a little bit on social media about how I've really been making peace with movement lately, and I've been trying different fitness classes, whether it's high intensity classes or Pilates or yoga. I've just been having a lot of fun experimenting with different classes, and with these fitness classes comes less time in my schedule. And one thing that I have absolutely loved is working in Factor Meals for lunch between my busy workday and now trying to integrate more movement. I love that these meals are ready in 2 minutes. There's no planning. There's no cooking involved, which, you know, your girl loves. Yesterday, I had the Tex-Mex chicken bowl after my workout. It was so simple. You just heat it and eat it. The other thing I love about these Factor meals is there are 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious. So there's always different things to choose from, because sometimes it just gets boring to eat the same thing over and over and over. They include quality functional ingredients such as lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats as well, which is great for keeping you fuller longer, keeping you sustained. That's what meals are supposed to do, right? Nourish us. So this has been such a game changer, because before, when I would do these workouts, I would come home and I would be starving and I wouldn't have anything prepped. And so it was pure chaos. So I am so thankful for Factor Meals, and I would highly, highly recommend giving them a try if you're looking for quick, easy, delicious, convenient food for quick, easy meals. So you can head to factormeals.com/freedom50off and use code freedom50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Again, that is factormeals.com/freedom50off 50 off. That's freedom 50 off, and use code freedom 50 off. That's freedom 50 off to get that 50% off plus the free breakfast for a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor. But I'm getting it shipped out to get it cleaned and to get it resized. And that is something that, again, I understand takes finances, and the world is expensive right now. But I was very excited to see that when I was going to pull my credit card out, and they're like, oh, this is covered under the plan for your ring. I've had the ring for 9 years. I had no idea I even had a plan on it. And there we go. So maybe your husband also got swindled into some type of plan with cleaning and ring resizing, and you don't even know it. You might not even know it. So fun facts. But yeah, I just wanted to like really dive into that more here, because I love being able to really talk it through versus just a piece of content that's like 30 seconds long. Is like, you don't need to feel shame for your fingers changing. I promise you, you will stop feeling as much shame as you do when you get rings that fit your body comfortably. So then it's not squeezing your finger so hard that your finger's going to fall off and it's the only thing you can think about. And it's the exact same thing with clothes, people. Please hear me when I say this. If you are putting on jeans that you can only stand up in them, you can barely sit, they're so tight, they're so uncomfortable, and you're thinking like, oh, I hate my body, I need to lose it. Like, of course you're thinking that. Your clothes are uncomfortable. You have to dress with comfort. You have to dress your body comfortably. You deserve that. And comfortable doesn't mean, well, as I'm sitting here in a crew neck, comfortable doesn't mean not stylish. Okay, your girl loves leggings and a crew neck. Sue me. But I also love stylish stuff. And even my most stylish things that people will comment like, oh my God, I love that. It's got to be comfortable. I am not wearing something that's not comfortable, because I have too many sensory issues that I will hyper focus on it and I won't be able to be present. And I'm talking like texture of the clothes, how it fits on my body. Of course, the tightness, like I can't have things squeezing me so tight. So rings are the same way. So it's really interesting. If you're a person that you're like, wow, I didn't realize that I've been like storing my rings in a drawer, being like, when I get smaller, it's the same thing as clothes, right? It's the same thing as putting clothes in your closet that you're like, when I get smaller, I'll wear these. That doesn't create motivation. That creates shame. And, you know, people are like, well, what if I get them smaller, or what if I get them bigger and then they don't fit? There's those little like bead things you can get put in that if you get it too big, and then if your finger shrinks again, you can put like, I don't know what it's called, a spacer. And you could also, that's when you can order the fun rings, right? You could get it resized to fit you. And then maybe you get an Amazon ring that's $20. That's a smaller size. And you have fun with it, right? Our bodies are going to change. They just are. And our fingers are going to change too. And you're allowed to change your rings. You change your clothes, you buy new clothes, you're allowed to buy new rings, but that's really fucking expensive. So sizing up is cheaper than that. I do know that. Okay. So then let's talk about the second thing that I want to talk about today. And that is the beloved Jillian Michaels. And I say that with all of the sarcasm in the world. So yesterday, in this past week, let's say, because when this episode airs, in this past week, a video went out, and I will link it in the show notes below, of Jillian Michaels versus 20 body positive activists. Now, I'm going to link two things for you. I'm going to link the actual footage of Jillian Michaels in the middle of a circle with 20 body positive activists. And then I'm also going to link a podcast with Leah Kern, one of the registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors that was in that circle. The gasp I gasped when I saw that Leah was there was unbelievable. For those of you who don't know Leah, she is incredible. She is no longer on social media. She is a wise human and decided that social media wasn't serving her, so she kind of took herself off of it. You can still see her Instagram page, but she doesn't actively post anymore. And Leah actually used to work on the Fine Food Freedom team. So she has her own private practice, but she was taking some clients with us. And then her practice got so busy and she's off on her own. Incredible, incredible provider. And so when I saw Leah there, I was like, oh my God, I can, like, she emailed it to me and I didn't realize that she was in it. It like took me a second. My brain takes a second to process. And so Leah and one of the eating disorder therapists that were also a part of this group did a podcast kind of recapping their experience. And they recorded the podcast shortly after, before they were allowed to announce to the public that they did this, before it came out. And so that I'm going to definitely link, because I could not watch the whole thing. It was so fucking triggering. Thank God I wasn't there. I would have flipped the table. I would have flipped the damn table. And so I wanted to talk about it here, though, because it's definitely circulating all over the internet, and I'm sure that it'll continue to do so. And so I want to share Leah's podcast, because if you do watch it or even watch some of it and you find yourself very, very triggered, it's important to listen to Leah's podcast. Now, I have not listened to the full thing yet. I'm like halfway through. But one thing I wanted to talk about is that, like, so much of this, like, air quotes, fact checking that they're doing throughout the video, the editors, is they're like fact checking the studies that Jillian Michaels keeps quoting. And it's just wild to me. She does not listen to anything they're saying. Jillian doesn't listen to anything these activists or these professionals are saying, and she doesn't answer any of their questions. Like, it's an infuriating watch, truly. And it's wild. Like, I still can't believe, I'm still in shock that Leah, someone who is so, like, such an incredible colleague, and I guess it's because I can see myself in Leah, because we're both dietitians and we're both intuitive eating counselors. Like, I am, my nervous system is so unregulated still, just picturing myself sitting in front of Jillian Michaels and trying to speak. And you'll see if you watch it that she doesn't even, like, let Leah speak. Like, she doesn't let her get a word in. It's just, it's wild behavior. And it just goes to show, like, people like Jillian Michaels. It's weird calling her just Jillian. I don't know why, but I don't like saying Jillian Michaels either, because that gives me, ugh. She's not reachable or teachable. And what I mean by that, like, Evelyn Tribbley, one of the co-founders of Intuitive Eating, gave me this advice many years ago when I was kind of newer to this space. And she's like, if somebody is not reachable or teachable, you do not need to expend your mental energy trying to convince them of intuitive eating. Now, obviously, a debate like this is different. Like, you're going into it, and Leah talks about this on her podcast, like, you're going into it knowing that, like, you got guns a-blazing and, like, you're going in to prove something. And I understand that. So I just give so much kudos to Leah, to the eating disorder therapist that's there, to the other amazing, incredible fat activists that were there, that expended the mental energy. But I like feel so bad, because I feel like it's like you're throwing it at something and it's just bouncing right back at you, because this woman does not want to listen to a damn word that anyone in that room said. And it's almost like she's saying something and she's just like, she's speaking a different language. Like, there kept being like these little words that were flashing up on the YouTube video that was like, obesity is not healthy, and anyone who thinks it is putting themselves at risk. And she kept going back and saying, like, health at every size, like, everyone's not healthy. And I'm like, girlfriend, none of these people are saying every sized body is healthy. And I believe one of the other therapists there, like, they talk, she's like, I agree with you. Like, we're saying that, like, if you are in a much, much larger body or much, 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 much smaller body, there are negative risks associated to that. But we're not saying that every size body is healthy. We're saying they deserve respect. We're talking about the guilt and shame spiral. And, like, she just does not get it. It's wild. And she doesn't want to hear what they have to say. So I just want to say huge, huge encouragement, love, congratulations to Leah Kern and every single person who sat in that circle and tried to regulate their own nervous system while talking to somebody who didn't want to hear what they had to say and was just doing very, very sneaky tactics of dancing around and not answering the question and being so condescending. And it was just, it was a hard watch. It was a really hard watch, but I felt like I had to say something, and I'll probably make a video on social as well, but I feel like I had to say something because it's like, it felt so close to home, because it's not only like just a dietitian or a certified intuitive counselor, like Leah was on the Fine Food Freedom team. So I'm like, that's one of ours sitting there in front of Jillian Michaels, just getting absolutely like talked over, and she's a steamroller. Wild behavior. So yeah, those are the two big things. Like, I'm still in shock when I read the email and when I saw Leah, and I'm like fresh off of it. So I felt like it was something that I wanted to cover and talk about. And I want to kind of, you know, you might not sit in front of Jillian Michaels for a debate. I might not do it, but what you might be doing is you might have a family member or a loved one who has very similar belief systems to Jillian Michaels. And that is where I want to kind of land this plane here of like, if you have someone like that, that doesn't want to hear what you have to say, that doesn't believe that fat people deserve respect, that like, I'm talking like, we all have those people, right? We all have that Aunt Cheryl. We all have that person. It is not your job to convince them of intuitive eating or health at every size. And again, I'm not speaking against the people that did this debate with Jillian. I think it was incredible that they stood up and they tried, but we all know that you can't reach someone who's not reachable or teachable. And they obviously were trying to rage bait the internet using Jillian Michaels in this kind of way, right? So, my blood pressure is still up from watching it. But if you're someone who's like, wow, didn't know about that, feel free to click the link in the show notes. And if you're someone who, after hearing today's episode, specifically talking about rings and buying clothes that fit our body comfortably and thinking about ways to take care of your body with self-compassion, our team would be honored to support you. We accept health insurance. We're licensed in over 29 states. We take over 100 insurance plans. Most people have absolutely no idea that they have these benefits until they let our team check. So you can click that link in the show notes below to get your benefits checked. And from there, you can pick a provider based on their bios. We have extensive bios. So if you have children, or if you have PCOS, or if you, like, you know, whatever it is, you have diabetes, you have an eating disorder, you struggle specifically with living in a larger body, like, and body image struggles. We have clients of all different seasons of life, different stages, different specialties that can absolutely support you. And if you do not have coverage for any reason, we will gift you one free month of membership, which is a free month of support with our team, which includes 3 live coaching calls with a dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. This is a clinician-led live group 3 times a month that you'll get access to, as well as a lot of other resources in our online library. And I can't stress this enough. Like, we do not want finances to be the reason that you're not getting the support that you want and need. So I thank you so much for listening to my jib jab this week. I feel like I just had to catch up on current events with you because that's where my brain was today. And I am so grateful for you being here, for choosing to spend time with me. If you enjoyed this podcast or the podcast in general, please rate, review, subscribe, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the podcast get into the ears of those who need to hear it. And feel free in your review, let me know what you want to hear more of, or let me know what would be most helpful to you, because the more that I hear from you, the more I can help you. So thanks for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll chat next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.